Welcome to another episode of Toonami Therapy. It is May 17th of 2018, in case you were wondering about that. We're here, Michael and Tommy, to discuss the stuff like we normally do. I really need to think of better ways to start out this podcast, I think. Maybe I could try to, you know, make a running gag of not thinking of ways to start it. Or maybe I could make a running gag out of making a running gag out of not thinking of ways to start it. Mm. Or do you think that's too meta? Well, anyway, let's begin with Dragon Ball Super Episode 63. So, let's see. Everyone goes back into the future and stuff, I can't remember, did they make it here, or, yeah, they did. So, at the beginning, they're stuck with the resistance that doesn't matter. Then the actual main characters show up in the future again, and we're going to fight again. Is this, like, the fourth time?
Yeah, doesn't it feel like they're just going back and forth, and the same stuff is happening every other episode?
Yeah.
Like, they'll have a fight, they'll get wiped out, and then they barely survive, and then they find a way to go back in the time machine, and then they take a day to argue with each other about how they're going to do it again, and it's the same stuff over and over again. I don't know why everyone likes this arc so much, because
People do. I heard from I admit I don't know too much about what people think about the arcs in general, but I was listening to this podcast where someone was talking to someone about Dragon Ball Super, and they said that they didn't care for this arc.
Oh, okay.
They said that, like, the best arc of the series is the they've kind of mentioned it before about how they'll have some tournament between all the universes. Apparently that, at least according to this one person I heard, is the best arc.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how far we are from that, though. But anyway, it does kind of feel the same thing. I'm hoping this is the final one, because they did say, well, this is the final one, which totally random factoid, because it reminded me of something. So Bowser, Mario and Luigi, Bowser's Inside Story, I think. Right. That was a game I played a bunch. And at some point, I can't remember, when I was kind of far into the game, I kind of put it away for a while, and then much later came back to it. And so then I boot up the file, and everyone's talking about, this is a final battle! And I'm thinking, oh, well, I don't remember being this far. And then I play through, and I'm on the final boss and stuff, and then I discovered later, oh, wait, that was my brother's save file. So, yeah, there's that. But anyway, so they go and fight them. And also, the Gowasu and Shin are here. I hope they do something relevant.
You know, the thing I have the most problem with this arc is Mai. Because she was just like pretty much a comic relief character in the past. And now, all of a sudden, for her to become, like, the most mature person in the entire series, that just doesn't sit right with me. It doesn't feel right. It's like, they were, like, so desperate to find a love interest for Trunks that they're like, okay, what other females do we have left on the roster? And it's like, well, I guess Mai's the only one left, so... we're going to hook her up with Trunks, and we're going to completely change her until she's unrecognizable. And that's kind of what they did there.
That's a valid point. Although I think I don't mind as much, mostly because I think she's a better character this way. My problem is more that how superfluous she seems. Although, I mean, I guess you can say everyone in the future other than Trunks is pretty superfluous, And even Trunks himself, it seems mostly superfluous. Mm-hmm. It comes down, as it always has, to Goku and Vegeta. But, just not much to say otherwise. That they're fighting again. Hooray! More fighting, because that we had a lack of that in Dragon Ball. Mm. Okay, so we'll move on to Dragon Ball Z Kai, episode 162. So essentially, we discover going on. So Vegeta's plan is to bring back Earth and everyone on it. And then the idea is that they'll form the spirit bomb, which will be used to defeat Boo. Except because he's basically in this alternate universe when communicating with them, and he doesn't when he asks for it, and he doesn't ask nicely at all. No one really takes him seriously.
Mm-hmm.
So they're having trouble with that then, and that's the main stuff that happens, honestly.
Yeah, well, it's kind of obvious what's going to happen next. I mean, you can put two and two together and figure out how they're going to do it. But my question to you was, didn't they once take like 5 episodes to charge up a spirit bomb?
I don't think they spent 5 episodes on it, but I know they spent at least 1.
Yeah, I just was thinking, oh great, here we go again with a spirit bomb.
Yeah. I'm curious, what do you think will happen? I won't tell you if you're right or wrong.
Oh, it's obvious. It's obvious that no one trusts Vegeta, so they're gonna get Mr. Satan he's gonna ask Mr. Satan to tell everyone to do it. And so everyone will do it because they believe Mr. Satan, so that everyone will give the power to charge up the spirit bomb, and then it'll work and destroy Boo, and then Mr. Satan will get all the credit. That's what has to happen.
Okay, I can neither confirm nor deny your prediction. But, so basically, it's, like you said, it's really I don't think it's a full episode necessarily, because the originals, at first there's stuff about, like, you know, going, people, like, you know, bringing people back and stuff, but because he's still going to be powering up in the next episode, that would probably be at least 1 full episode when you combine them.
Yeah.
I'm just reminded of, oh, I never saw this. I just read about it. But there's this one season of Super Sentai. This one episode where it was kind of a comedy season, where this monster is launching an attack. And, he announces its name like it's so common. But the attack's name is so long that the good guys just defeat him before he can finish saying it.
Mm.
Okay. So, we'll move on to My Hero Academia, episode 2. All right, so Deku has met All Might, but then we find out that All Might, because of this injury, actually can only, that regular form we see, he can only do that several hours a day, and his normal form is actually this really scrawny-looking guy. All Might tells him that he can't really be a hero without a quirk, it ends, which makes him Deku depressed, but then the, and stuff. Anyway, but then Deku goes to try to save Bakugo from this monster that the other heroes aren't able to fight because their superpowers aren't good against it, which then makes All Might, feel better about himself, reemerges, fights the guy, and then everything turns out all great, and then All Might tells Deku, yes, you can be a hero, and that's the episode.
Yeah, cover me, I don't know, very, very unimpressed with this episode. I haven't reviewed it yet on the blog, but that's because I just haven't had anything, was able to wasn't able to think of anything good to say about it. And usually I've noticed that the more I like something, the more people seem to like it on the blog. So I don't know. I'm kind of painting myself into a corner here whenever it comes to stuff that I don't like. I got people mad at me because I didn't like that one episode of JoJo. So, I just don't understand what... I don't know. It was just like he can be a hero, but he still hasn't really done anything, and he doesn't have any powers. And to me, it sounds like this is headed down the Black Clover path, and I just don't want to have to watch another show that's like completely the same. So I don't know. It hasn't been a very good start, in my opinion.
Well, to me, when I thought the first, like I said, the first two episodes of this show are an adaptation of the first chapter of the manga. And I thought it was a really strong, solid first chapter, but I think it loses a lot of things when you split it up into two different episodes like this. And not to mention, you know, stretch things out a little to do this. I thought it was decent still. I did have one big issue, and unfortunately I can't actually really say it without giving a minor spoiler for the next episode. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's okay for me to say, or
go ahead.
Okay, sure. Basically, what my issue is that the way it works is it's like, oh, you can be a hero without a quirk, and it makes it sound like, oh, Deku, he's going to become Batman. You know, that sort of thing. Like, you know, the really strong guy who doesn't have a superpower but is still great. No, that's not the case at all. The next episode, All Might reveals that he's actually able to pass down his quirk and grants it to Deku. So, So that was the thing that kind of bothered the way it kind of set you up for that. And then in the next episode, it's like, nope, you're actually getting a quirk. But, yeah. But other than that issue, which technically wasn't is an issue with the next episode rather than this one. I guess my issue was I wish that had been implied better in this episode rather than kind of setting you up for one thing and then it being something else.
Yeah, I can see that. I'm kind of happy though that you told me that, because at least that means it's not going to be another Black Clover where it's all built around, okay, this is the one guy who doesn't have any magic, so he's somehow going to fight through that. So, okay, that sounds okay to me. Makes me a little more interested in it.
Okay. So, yeah. But I still think, on the whole, I like some things. I will say I really like All Might's design. Both his, like, you know, powerful one and also his weakened form. I really like the way both of them look. I'm not too much of a commenter, I guess, on character designs, but I was always impressed with them. All right, so we'll move on to then FLCL Episode 5. I watched this, and I can't actually remember most of it. But
yeah, I must have calculated the episodes wrong, because I missed the one that I liked the most, and then this episode, oh man, it brings back some memories of how much I hated Fooly Cooly. And now I don't really feel it's necessary that we have to suffer through two more seasons of this. I don't understand its appeal, but It does have a good closing song. I'll give it that.
You know, actually, that's something that always that bugs me. Not the song. The song's great. But what they do now is when they go to commercial, they'll have people talking about like the next season and stuff. And it starts out that time with the start of the closing song. And I keep incorrectly thinking, wait, the show's over already? Whenever they do that.
Yeah, they... I don't know. I don't know. Fooly Cooly, just it, at least it's better than that other thing that they saw. What was it called? Mind Game or something? that was horrible. But
I'll take it over. I mean, definitely some of the shows. I'll take it over Tokyo Ghoul because even if I don't really understand what's going on, I'm pretty sure I'm not supposed to really understand what's going on with Fooly Cooly. I think that's kind of the point. Whereas, you know, that was not the case, I think, with Tokyo Ghoul.
Or Sandwell and Me.
I think I only like saw an episode of that, and those things were like 5 minutes, so I can't even remember that.
Oh, it always ended the exact same way, every single episode. With the character eating a can of peas.
Okay. Yeah. I'm annoyed at myself because I remember back when it originally aired, I was kind of confused about the show. And I found this site that actually had really good explanations for the episodes and a bunch of stuff that was like, oh, wow, this really makes more sense now. But I can't remember where in the world it was. I don't even know if it's still up. This was like a decade ago I saw it. I'm sure there's some other sites I could find that have that sort of thing. But yeah, no, I mean, I can understand it decently, but I will say I did think the brief South Park reference was funny. That I did laugh at. Do you remember that or?
No, I wouldn't know what you're talking about.
Oh, there's a brief part where when the guy's getting a haircut and the animation shifts very like to look. Like something out of the show South Park, including like the voices sounding more like that show. I don't know. I just thought that was kind of funny, at least.
I've never seen South Park once in my life.
Oh, okay. So. Okay, then you wouldn't. Do you remember the part where it very abruptly switches to like this way more primitive animation style?
Nope.
Okay. Well, that was it. It was a reference to that show. All right. Well, we spent a lot more time talking about that than I thought we could. JoJo Stardust Crusaders episode 36. So, Whole Horse is back, and he confronts Dio, but Dio is able to get behind him without him noticing, which I think is supposed to be a foreshadowing of what Dio Stan's power is, but we don't know yet. Anyway, so Whole Horse ends up deciding, well, I'm going to go after the main characters again. And then he kidnaps Boingo or whatever. What was the dub name for him again? Mondatta, that's it. Yeah. Whatever you want to call him. The younger of like those two brothers before. I just thought it's funny when he just opens a briefcase and he's right in there. Because he just kidnapped him to use them. Anyway, so they kind of have some wacky misadventures until they manage to find the group. And so Whole Horse ends up being found by Polnareff. But the prediction of Mondatta / Boingo, I'm not even sure. I'm just going to call him Mondatta. Said that he would defeat Polnareff by putting his fingers up his nose. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, well, I guess I'll try it, and does it. And that's right where the episode ends. Mm-hmm. I think it's really funny that the cliffhanger is essentially, will the villain manage to get out of this situation? Because the episode was mostly focused on him, so.
Yeah.
Much like the original episode with Oingo and Boingo, this was a pretty funny episode.
Yeah. wasn't as good as that one, though.
Oh, yeah, it was. That was almost, like, legendary. But this was still really, this was still pretty good with, like, the jokes and just the general absurdity of the situations that were presented. And I do think it's interesting that that the focus essentially was on the villains in this. It's what some people will call, like, the villain episode of the series. So, I guess we'll see what happens next time. But, yeah, this was definitely a fun and funny episode.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, Hunter Hunter episode 95. Go.
Okay, so this episode starts out with Chidu, which is the name of the cheetah ant, and he fights against Knuckle and forget his name now.
Shoot?
No, or, that wasn't Shoot.
Oh, no, yeah, it wasn't. You're right, it wasn't Shoot. It was that like that guy with the sunglasses that hangs out with the chairman.
Yeah, Moral, maybe?
I think that's it.
Yeah, well, he gets in a fight with him, and Knuckle uses his ability on him to... So now he's got that thing following him around, saying that it's adding interest, and he can't get rid of it no matter how fast he goes. But then they kind of just leave that be and completely shift gears to Knuckle and the other guys with Kite, and they found Kite. And Kite is apparently still alive, but all he wants to do is punch Gon. And Gon decides that after seeing Naruto a couple weeks ago, he decides that he's going to do the same thing and just get pummeled over and over and over again, just for the fun of it, just like Naruto did. And then... they kind of talk Gon into, they have to wait like a few weeks. So we have this whole thing. It's like a few weeks later. And so all this stuff about it being imperative that they do it like right now, they kind of forgot about that because now all of a sudden it's a few weeks later and they've decided to wait for Gon to get his Nen back, which... Knuckle is waiting for this to happen. It's Knuckle's fault in the first place that Gon can't use Nen and they have to wait around for a few weeks. But in any case, now they're ready to go back and they have Gon test out his power, but not really because Killua stops him in time from actually testing it out. So now they're splitting up into three groups. And boy, does it get long and arduous from here, because this part of the anime is just it is like total padding for about 20 episodes or maybe more than that. I mean, it is going to draw out this one battle and make it take forever. So that's where we are from here. For some reason, I liked the episode, even though not really that much even happened in it. So, I don't know why.
Well, what I'm confused about, and maybe this was explained and I either forgot or didn't pay attention or something, maybe you can explain. So, when Killua and Gon were going up against Knuckle and Shoot, that was to decide who actually goes on like the sort of expedition and such. But now Gon and Killua are going on it anyway. Was there an explanation for why that's the case? Because I'm confused.
No, the only bit of an explanation we got was that part wherever they were texting the chairman, and the chairman just like kind of was like, he already knew they were tagging along anyway. So it's like, I guess they weren't allowed, but they just brought them anyway. Yeah, that is part of the many plot holes that will infest the rest of the anime from this point out. It really goes downhill in quality from this point. There's one good new character, and aside from that, I just get the feeling you're not going to like it, because I love Hunter x Hunter, but this arc it really goes downhill.
Yeah, this is around the time where I stopped reading the manga. I think it was still a bit after this point, because I know I remember the Phantom Troop showing up again, but it was sometime soon after that, I think, that I wasn't. But I've forgotten most of this anyway. What you said, I spent like the episode. I was just thinking, wait, why are they going with them? Did I miss an episode? I was so confused about that. Also, maybe I'm dumb, but there's a big thing about them fighting the cheetah ant. Now, was he supposed to be like really powerful or something? Because I thought because I thought going up to this, he was just a random ant there, and that they should have had no problem dealing with him.
Yeah, they shouldn't have. Again, that's one of the many problems with this arc at this point. He's just a normal ant. He's not like a super powerful one. So I don't understand why they couldn't beat him. But yeah, there you have it.
Okay. All right. Then we've got Black Clover, episode 22. So everyone is fighting the zombies. Then Asta finds the guy who, you know, is in charge of the zombies, and he's summons a big zombie to fight, which Asta manages to beat. So he summons another big zombie, which is the ending of the episode, basically. For the most part, this episode, it was kind of forgettable, but I still thought it was at least reasonably entertaining. I did like Fuego Leon's speech to Noel. That was actually kind of cool. The one where he's like saying being weak isn't something to be ashamed of, staying weak is, or something like that. But other than that, it's just kind of, we're fighting the zombies. And not much else to really say.
Yeah. Yeah. Just. Not really much to add to that.
Also, after beating the running gag into the ground last episode, they bring it back! Where Sol, like, refers to her captain by a nickname, and then she says, no, call me captain. And I'm just...
Yeah, I think it was only once in this
episode. It was only once in this, but it's just, they overdid it in the previous episode, and then they bring it back. And maybe it's supposed to be sort of like that's just a running gag between them, but they just overdid it so much in the previous episode that it kind of lost the comedy for me.
It already lost it by the second or third time last episode.
Okay. Maybe it's one of those things where it's supposed to be one of those things where the joke is so overdone that it actually manages to become funny again.
I can think of some examples, but I won't divulge them here.
Okay. So, Naruto episode 202. So, Madara, that's him. What?
Toby. I love that he has like so many different names. And we haven't even gotten, I don't think, to what his real form is. Because whenever I decided to Google Toby, it came up with something totally different. I was like, what? Yeah.
So, Swirly Mask Man shows up to, because he wants to talk to Naruto. When Naruto tries, and Kakashi and Yamato go against him, and he's like, oh no, I really did just want to talk. Then it cuts away. Two other things. So basically, they beat, stuff is going on at Kage Summit. They beat the guy who attacked, and then there's, like, discontent because Danzo used the Sharingan to manipulate the guy. And then, meanwhile, Sasuke's group is fighting guys. There you go.
Yeah, lots of focus on that Sasuke fight where... Could you explain to me, like, what the point of this whole summit is?
They were getting all the Kages together because people were, they were worried about Akatsuki and stuff, so they wanted to get, like, together to do something about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then Sasuke just decided to show up and crash the party, pretty much.
Essentially, he wants to kill Danzo because Danzo was the one behind, you know, the rest of the Uchihas getting killed by Itachi.
Which one is Danzo?
He's like the one with the sort of bandage over his eye who always keeps, who seems to always keep his other eye closed.
Okay, I'm Googling him.
The guy who's like seems to always have his eyes closed, at least in the meeting, and he's also got that bandage right now over his other eye.
Okay. So Sasuke wants to kill him.
Yes.
And that's what this is all about. What else does Sasuke want? Because we've had so much filler that I don't remember what Sasuke was even after in the first place.
Originally he wanted to kill Itachi because Itachi killed their whole family. But then he found out that Itachi actually was doing it because that was orders from some higher up or people in the Leaf Village and he did it so that they would spare Sasuke or something like that. So now he's all super angry at those guys, and Danzo was apparently involved in that. So he wants to kill him as revenge.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Well. All right. It's Naruto 202. All right. I guess that's this for this week.
Did we make a choice on Space Dandy yet?
I think I suggested we could pick it up because the stuff is on Adult Swim's site now, but I totally forgot about it until you just mentioned it now.
Yeah, I thought about it, but I didn't know which episode was this week, so I didn't know which one to watch.
That's a good question. Let me see what. I guess we can pick it up next week. Let me look it up and try to see what let's see schedule. We can see what it is next week.
Yeah, figure out next week.
Yeah. That would be okay. No, that's the there's. I forget that Adult Swim schedule is all. You look at the schedule and it doesn't list the Toonami stuff. You have to go to their separate site to see the schedule, which is confusing. But okay, it's loading. Let's find out. In the meantime, I guess we can give our top three.
Okay. I'll go first then. My top one of the week would be JoJo, and then Hunter x Hunter, and then Black Clover.
Okay. That for me, it would be, I'm looking at this and I'm like, it doesn't say the episode. Okay, different site. Let's try this one. Anyway, so in the meantime, for me, top three. Well, for number one, it would be JoJo. Then for number two, I would give it, That one will be, I think, despite some of the issues, I maybe part of this is just because, like I said, I thought this flowed well in the manga, and I'm just kind of bringing it up to me. I will give it to My Hero Academia. And then for third place, ooh, it's a tough call between Hunter x Hunter and Black Clover, but I think ultimately I will go with Black Clover. Okay, now we're on size. Let's figure this out. In the meantime, was there anything you wanted to discuss or mention or anything?
Not this time. I can't really think of anything to add this week. I've been busy lately, which is why my reviews have stopped temporarily on the blog. I'll try to start going along with them again next week.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll mention, I did see, I guess, movie review. It's I did see the new Avengers Infinity War movie. So, I actually, do you keep up with any of the Marvel movies, I'm wondering? I don't know if you ever really watch them.
No, I've only seen one, and that was the very first Captain America, and I was not impressed, and then I was like, whenever the first Avengers came out, it was like, I wasn't really interested, and then from that point on, I was like, well, I never got into it, so there's no reason to.
Okay. All right. I was also going to give, because I review, I finally I saw long after it came out Black Panther, but then I forgot to, and then I kept forgetting to mention it. And then by the time, and then Infinity War came out. If you want a quick explanation of my thoughts on it, I thought it was about as good as like Doctor Strange. It's, if you like Marvel films, you'll like it. If you don't, you probably won't. It's a Marvel film. If you've seen enough, you just know like the formula by now. Infinity War, anyway. I thought it was decent. It is definitely one that you'll probably enjoy more the more you are familiar with the franchise. But I guess I'll just say, if you're planning to see it, just know that this is very this very much is going to continue into the next Avengers movie next year. There's like not that much resolution here. Just know that going in.
Oh, so that wasn't the last Avengers movie.
No, there's going to be another one. This one is it's kind of almost a like to be continued into the next one.
I was under the opinion that this was like it for Avengers. We're finally going to move on to something else, but
that might be the case next year. I mean, we're obviously not going to finish with the Marvel Cinematic Universe. They're not going to give up on this franchise. It does so well. I will say that, like, whether you like it or dislike it, it's honestly probably one of the most brilliant ideas that they've done in terms of just how to keep, you know, it going and make and having people continually come and such. Yeah. Well, for whatever it's worth, the second Captain America movie is a big improvement over the first.
So did you find what episode that was?
Yes, the episode next week for Space Dandy is episode 16.
So we're, okay, so 16 is next week, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, the Avengers thing, I just never really got into, and then I know that it was like Loki was like the thing that everyone had to cosplay. Mm-hmm. Everyone was obsessed with Loki for so long, and then that kind of died out. And
I mean, I've been watching them. I did like this one, but like I said, it's basically I wouldn't I mean, it's because I saw a bunch of people saying, oh, there's no way you're going to enjoy this if you haven't seen like the last six movies. What I saw was someone who hadn't seen any of them, and he thought it was decent, even if he got some of the characters mixed up. Like, he was asking me, wait, I thought this character died, so why were they here later? And I'm like, and I had to figure out what characters are talking about. Like, no, those are different characters. They don't even have the same skin color. How did you mix them up? Okay. But yeah, I mean, I guess I'll just say that, like I said, at this point, I feel like they're very much, like the movies, you just know what you're getting there. It's very like assembly line. And that's not even a bad thing. I mean, there's a reason a lot of people will go to like fast food places, because even if they get the same thing each time, it's because they know it's reliably the same thing. And if you like it, then you'll like it. I kind of feel the same thing is true for these movies. If you're just a fan, you're going to stay a fan, essentially.
This movie I'm looking forward to seeing is the new Jurassic World movie. That's the only one I plan on seeing. Oh, I'm not sure if I'm going to see the new Star Wars one, because Star Wars has gone so far downhill in the last few years that not sure if I even want to see it anymore. But I have a friend. I asked her if she wanted to go to the movie with me, and she is boycotting the movie, so I can't go with her. So
okay. Yeah, I don't know. I still haven't seen The Last Jedi. I just kind of heard enough middling things about it, despite its super high score on RT, that I was just yeah, I'll just skip on it.
That's critic score, and critic scores don't really count for anything.
I mean, I think they sometimes do. It's at least useful as a gauge to see what the general people what they thought. And a lot of people liked it, but then a lot of people didn't like it. I don't know. I guess it is a little funny to imagine that I think it's considered to sort of have underperformed. And I think it's really funny to the fact that a film that had got $1.3 billion in box office is considered to have underperformed. That just amuses me.
All right, so is that it for this week?
That's it for this week. Although, as long as we're talking about box office stuff, I still, to this day, find it hilarious that no one would have expected this before it came out, but that Jumanji: Welcome to the Jungle is almost at $1 billion international gross. Mm. Oh, well. Other than that, I think we're done. We'll see you next week for more stuff, including Space Dandy, most probably, unless we forget again, which I will try not to do. I will make sure to forget about forgetting about it. And we'll see you next time.